This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anthony Rubin, investigative journalist, Buckrecker.com. Carlos Arellano, an incredible patriot who is a major whistleblower exposing child trafficking. He was on the airplane shipping the kids around a couple years ago, blew the whistle twice to the federal government and to Congress. And now he's out there full-time exposing it. In closing, Carlos, any other key points you'd like to add? You guys are going to be in here hosting the show coming up in a few weeks while I'm out of town for a couple of days. We look forward to that in early April.
The only thing I want to say is that, you got to get out there. The airports, take your phones out. That's what they hate the most. Get it on record. Put it anywhere you can, you know. And
that's why they're hiding it a lot of times at the airport. They set up special areas. They don't want this exposed.
Yeah.
Keep going. Sorry.
And, in Chicago airport, they're hiding them. In Atlanta airport, one of the terminals as well. You just got to take your camera out, because one excuse they like to do is they like to say, well, that video is 2 years old. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't happen. We need this to be on the record everywhere, every day. So you see somebody who's an illegal, or you see an NGO worker, just record them. Even if they don't want to talk, just record them and put them somewhere, you know, so we have record of them. That's what we need more here.
Spotlight them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they don't want to whistleblow, then you got to shame them about what they're doing, because it is wrong. It is wrong.
Yeah, on my end, I mean, there's so much that I could say right now. One thing I will say is people, and I continue to say this, so I kind of sound like a broken record, but I think that's something that sparks, as my mentor Michael Yon continues to say, sparks are kind of an amateur question, right? Anything can be the spark. It's about conditions. However, I mean, I think that a spark, a potential, it's not really a spark, it's almost like a torch that you're putting in gasoline, that will set off mass civil unrest, is going to be the collapse of the United States dollar. That is coming. I mean, hyperinflation is right around the corner. And I'm going to continue to say this because people need to be prepared. I think it's going to be the likes of, you know, the Weimar Republic or, Hungary in the 1930s, where the pengo, I mean, you needed like 100 trillion pengo to go buy a postage stamp. So that's what's coming. And
oh, that's a fact. I mean, we don't know when it's going to come, but the people have thought that everything's okay. Normalcy bias, it's over.
100% it's over. So at this point, and most of this audience probably knows, but it's worth repeating, roughly every 100 days we're adding $1 trillion to the national debt, right? I mean, just 10 years ago, it was like this big deal that the national debt ticked over from 19 to 20 trillion. Then we very quickly went from 20 to 30, and now we're going to hit 50 in a couple of years, right? I mean, the point is it's unsustainable. At that point, it's just
all your taxes go to debt.
Correct. Correct. And so there's nothing they could do. I mean, they can't continue to raise interest rates. That's why they're already starting to taper, because there's nothing you could do. I mean, you raise interest rates anymore. I don't know what interest rates are right now. They're like 3-4%. You raise it any more than that, like you said, all of the tax dollars are going to go to paying interest on that $33-34 trillion of national debt. It's impossible. The point is the dollar is going to collapse. So when that happens, all these invaders that you see in these hotels that are living in nice, cozy bedrooms that are heated with food coming to them three times a day.
That's the same in Europe.
Yeah, but the point,
there's illegals everywhere. House.
These people bug out. My point is this: these people, you see videos of them flipping out when they need to get relocated. What's going to happen when actually, you know, you're not getting fed along with, you know, 100 million other Americans? There's going to be pandemonium, and that's what people need to be ready for. And I'm going to continue to say that, because that could
and
come
that's
tomorrow.
The angrier world. Klaus Schwab said an angrier world will bring in the Great Reset. This is it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so people need to be aware of that. And that's really all I could say, because I can't stop it. There's nothing that I can do about that. But I could tell people that you need to get armed. You need to have goods that you can trade, right, that you could barter. And you need to have skills of your own that will be useful during these times that are
all right. Powerful. You guys are going to host the show coming up in a few weeks, probably on the 1st of April. 30 seconds left, Carlos.
Well, I just wanted to say, if you want to keep up with anything I do, I'm on Twitter under Carlos is a cutie, and I do have if you want to support, you know, a one-time donation or whatever, a prayer, I have my gifts and goals, my pinned tweet, and it's under Texas Carlos 22. It's much appreciated. Thank you.
You're doing incredible work, and please support us, ladies and gentlemen, our sponsors. All right, Max Kaiser, does an amazing job, and also the incredible Luke Radowski coming up to cover world events and more than Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. God bless and good luck, folks. We're fighting as hard as we can, but there's no doubt the New World Order is making its move now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Righty-o, InfoWars, Max Kaiser, Luke Radowski. Luke, how are you?
I am absolutely freaking incredible here in the beautiful state of Florida that just, by the way, a couple days ago passed a bill to revoke squatters' rights. It's an incredible place. It has some interesting Florida men in it, but I think it's one of the best places in the world that compared to maybe even El Salvador, but I think we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit.
Yeah, I want to talk about that squatters' rights story in Florida. It's really remarkable. And as you point out, I am here in Freedom Land, El Salvador, where President Bukele is leading the world toward economic freedom. You are stuck in George Soros land. I don't know if you saw the speech by President Bukele at CPAC, but he actually called out Soros. He said, you know, Soros is not welcome here. So, Luke, you know, we've been covering this for years. We've known each other for many years. You've been down on the ground in the face of the globalists as they are. And what do you think about when you look at what's happening in El Salvador? What goes through your mind?
It's incredible. It's inspiring. Seeing what's happening in El Salvador, in Argentina, shows that there is, I believe, a larger kind of awakening, a larger cultural revolution of individuals saying enough is enough. We had a lot of government. We had a lot of top-down control. We had enough of the banksters destroying currency and financial wealth in this country. And it's time to reawaken to all the incredible possibilities that could be at our fingertips if we just believed in it. So I think we're living in an extremely dangerous time, but also an extremely opportune time, because it could go either way at any moment, at any time. But I do believe there is a concerted effort to demoralize people, to make them angry, to make them sad, to make them feel like there's no hope at all. But look what's happening in Latin America. Look what's happening in the place that you live in, El Salvador. Look what's happening with Bitcoin there. Look at what's happening in free states like Florida. Incredible things are happening. People are coming together. People are building communities. I'm doing that right now in Southern Florida. And the people that are coming out, they're coming out in droves. They're coming out more than they ever have before. And they're incredible people that are awesome to work with, to collaborate, to build with. Because if there ever was an opportune time to actually free the shackles from your hands and your brain, now's the time, man. It's now or never.
Yeah, great. You know, the theme of this contrast between what's happening in El Salvador, Argentina, with the new president there, Milei, and Central America and Latin America in general versus what's happening in the U.S. is a theme that was going to be recurring throughout this hour, I'm sure. But to get into the nitty-gritty and the specifics, you mentioned the story, squatters' rights in Florida. You're in Florida. Tell the folks, well, you know, the background, the color, what exactly is the story, and then we'll get into it.
So this is House Bill 621, which authorizes property owners to request action by the sheriff's office to, quote, immediately remove squatters from the home. The bill passed overwhelmingly in the Florida Senate last week, and it's set to, of course, be made law. This after, of course, we heard a crazy story from New York where a woman was literally arrested for kicking out squatters from her own home. in the state of Florida, we, of course, are probably not going to be dealing with any of those kinds of situations, especially with this new law that just passed. That is common sense. If you bought something, if you own something, if you have private property, that private property deserves to be respected, as, of course, democratic cities look like they're going through a cultural revolution, sort of, where a lot of the property owners, a lot of the people who, of course, make the jobs, who create the companies that actually do good things for the people out there, they're the ones who get punished more than ever. Max, are you still there? I don't know if there's any kind of interference.
Is my sound going live?
I hear you now. You cut off there for a little bit. All right, as we try to figure out what's going on here, people are going to have questions about the internet now, Max, in El Salvador here. As of course, infrastructure is always a key question that I always had in mind, specifically when it comes to moving, relocating, and going there. But, I would love to hear about your own personal stories, Max, about you living down there in El Salvador, because everything that I'm finding here, all the people, I mean, there's a lot of bad news surrounding Florida, especially Florida, man. But overall, I've been all over the world. I've been all over the United States. To me, there isn't more of an incredible place than right here. So many incredible people, so many people building, so many people whose businesses are thriving because, the COVID lockdowns weren't as impactful here as they were everywhere else. And that kind of freedom to act financially free, I would say it's not as free as I would say El Salvador, but it's still a lot freer than most parts of the United States in the Western world. I think you had some internet hiccups there, but I think you're fine now, right, Max?
Yeah, I'm getting the sound clear, and you are dropping some truth bombs, my friend Luke, and there's a lot to talk about over this hour, and the contrast between what's going on, as you point out, in El Salvador and elsewhere is stark. It's growing. In Florida, you've got a freedom state, and a lot of people are moving to Florida, right? They're moving from other states, from the blue states, New York and California. They're moving to Florida. And you see it also representationally in government. They're picking up more seats in Congress because of the population growth in those states. And the economic activity is, of course, a little bit more robust than we see in these other states. However, Florida is suffering some economic malaise because of the overall economic downturn in the U.S., which, of course, impacts one of the biggest areas in the Florida economy, and that would be real estate. So the real estate market is really undergoing a pretty seismic change in Florida for the worse. They've got a huge inventory glut. They've got inflation is really biting people in the butt. All across the spectrum, food inflation, but also insurance inflation. And it's tough to get insurance on a lot of these properties. Certainly, if you're by the water, it's very difficult to get insurance now. So people are having to leave because they just can't afford the insurance. So there's a migration out of Florida as well, because economically, they have some great advantages over some of these other states. The taxes seem to be better, but of course, they also have property taxes and HOA taxes, right? So, a lot of people live in condos and they get a special assessment on their condo suddenly because of an increase in insurance rates. And it's a big fee and they can't afford it and they're moving out. So Florida, as great as it is compared to these other states, is still having these economic problems as well all across the country. And the policies at the top from the federal level, the Federal Reserve Bank that just came out with some comments today from Jay Powell, as well as the policies of Biden, are crushing the middle class. The middle class is getting absolutely crushed in the United States, and they're going from the lower middle class into the poverty area. They're at 1 foot in the poverty, over the poverty line. Now they're dropping outright into the poverty line, and it's because of this incredible transformation of the economy over the past few decades. And I tweeted a little bit about this over the last couple of days, is that the financialization of the economy starting in the 1980s under Reagan and deregulation and the rise of derivatives made it possible for financiers and Wall Street to extract huge amounts of wealth using derivatives, essentially, in accounting tricks and market tricks, and leave the vast majority of folks kind of having their wealth leached away from them. Now, you mentioned just something a second ago, Luke, that I wanted to get back to. You dropped in kind of this idea of the cultural revolution. And I recently saw Tucker Carlson's interview with a Chinese woman who did a book on this cultural revolution. And she's making the comparison with the U.S. and what happened under Mao. The cultural revolution, they got all of the folks that were feeling disenfranchised to start going to war with each other and attacking each other. And the intellectual class was blown away. The middle class was blown away. And this seems to be, I don't know how much you've looked at this actual comparison, Luke, but it seems to be there is a comparison that can be made between what's happening in the U.S. under all of these ideas of wokeism, where they're asking the public to accept obviously ridiculous notions like transgenderism, which is absurd on the face and on any kind of examination. It's absolute and absurdist idea. And yet this is being forced down the throats of folks, as well as children at schools having gender reassignment. That's obviously a case of being abusive to children, if not outright murderously abusive to children. So that's part and parcel with what we would associate with the Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong, Luke.
Yeah, I think you might be describing what happened under Lily Tang Williams. She's a survivor of Mao's Cultural Revolution. I actually lived next to her. I was her neighbor when I lived in New Hampshire, another incredible state that has the Free State Project and does some really cool, awesome community outreach and building in that particular state. And
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Duress and in the extremis, and yet here you have Jay Powell on TV today talking about how interest rates might go up a little, interest rates might go down a little bit. We don't know. We had our dot theory and our plot theory, and we're quantitative analysts, and the money supply is X, and we've done the numbers, and we're crunching it all, and to provide the illusion that they have some idea of what's happening out there, which they obviously don't have any idea of what's happening out there, because people are now resorting to stealing on mass to get food, to feed themselves. How can they pretend as if this economy is functioning, Luke?
It's absolutely crazy. We even had the former head of the Federal Reserve came out and say that she was wrong when she said inflation was transitory. Of course it wasn't transitory. It's permanent. It's here with us. Once you print all of that money, once you spend it, once you give it to the military-industrial complex, once you give it to the big pharma complexes that also have big significant pull in the Western world, once you give all of that money away, there's no way of taking that money back and unprinting it. As, of course, these pressures, these economic pressures, with inflation essentially being a tax on everyone that a lot of people don't notice, these economic pressures are absolutely incredibly significant, and I believe we're just seeing the beginning of this. We saw Ron Paul on Tucker Carlson just a couple of moments ago warn about a black swan event, and I really do think the financial issues and concerns are going to be coming to a head here in the United States very soon. And, of course, with that, a lot of other countries that depend on the U.S. dollar and that their currencies are backed by the dollar. But, Max, I kind of just want to ask you, what do you see on the ground in El Salvador? As, of course, El Salvador is using Bitcoin as their main kind of currency there. Are you seeing the same kind of economic pressures there as I'm seeing here at the supermarket myself?
No. What's happening here is that the two things. First of all, the economy is growing by natural increase in economic activity, and the GDP is expanding, and the government is paying down debt. So the debt to GDP ratio is improving. Number one. And number two, as President Bukele has said, when asked, how do you pay for all these roads? And how do you pay for these public works? He says, well, there's plenty of money if you don't steal it, right? So all this money that the government collects is going right down into the budget to rebuild and build this economy. He's constantly shrinking the economy. I call it Bukelenomics. He's kind of reinventing the nation state in a lot of ways, where he believes in smallest possible government you can have, but there's still a role for government. And one of the number one priorities of government is to build out the public space. So the public space in downtown El Salvador, which was once the murder capital even of El Salvador. So El Salvador was the murder capital of the world. And then within El Salvador, the murder capital of El Salvador was the historic district of downtown El Salvador. You had like zero chance of walking out of there without three bullets in the back of your head. Nobody went there. Now it's part of El Salvador's success story of becoming the safest country in the Americas. They are safer than Canada now. They just reported something like 2.2 murders per 100,000, which puts them at the absolute bottom of the league table for Central and Latin America, for the Americas. The trend for 2024 is even better. They're going to probably break under one murder per 100,000. So it's going to be like Luxembourg, in terms of, or Monaco. You know, if you've been to Monaco, they don't have any murders there at all. You know, this is where this country is heading, and that has an incredible economic benefit. So to give you an idea of the numbers here, a couple of years ago, you could say El Salvador was a $28 billion economy, and so Bukele made Bitcoin legal tender, and then he went to war against the gangs, and he essentially put all the gangs in jail and created this enormous security blanket and a security and a peace dividend. So how big is that peace dividend? Well, the gangs were extorting from Salvadorans $6 billion a year on a $28 billion economy. So that's roughly a 20% sudden influx of genuine capital, high-speed capital into your economy within 12 months. So that 20% cash injection immediately, and plus everyone's feeling can walk out of their house, which they couldn't do for decades. It was either a civil war or a gang war, and people couldn't even walk across the park, walk across the street. So now you can leave your house, you can meet up with your other friends, you can start a business, you can create economic activity, you can go to the playground, you can go to the centers of the city and see a free concert. So this is all generating huge economic activity. Tourism's up over 100%. Forward direct investment is up by billions of dollars. Overall taxes are, as a result, obviously people are making more money, so the government is taking in more revenues. Also, the government did something very smart by insisting that people actually pay their taxes. So in the U.S., you know, those stories about Amazon and these other large corporations like General Electric not paying any tax. They submit a 60,000-page tax return to the IRS, and at the end of reading the 60,000 pages, it turns out, oh, the IRS owes General Electric some money. Oh, they owe Amazon some money, right? They don't pay any taxes. So what President Bukele has done is like, no, we don't go for that. We're actually going to have our Minister of Finance go on TV every Thursday and call out the people in the industrialized world and the grocery store chain operators and tell them they owe us some taxes. They increased tax take by 15% by just getting the people who had not paid taxes in a few years, the industrialists, the bigwigs, just pay their taxes. So that increased the coffers of the government again, and they expanded the airport. And so they're doing everything. Like, I always think of Bukele as kind of a Steve Jobs made John F. Kennedy character. You know, he inspires people like JFK, but he's also like a technology genius or a political genius in that he can just tweak the model every single hour of every single day to yield. It's like yield management. He's always tweaking it. You know, he changed the visa for tourists from 90 days to 180 days, right? They had the idea, and within 6 hours, they made a change, and immediately that doubled all their tourist dollars, right? Just little tweaks like this all the time. It just all adds up, and there's no negatives. And this idea that he spoke about at CPAC, where he's like, Soros isn't welcome, the globalists aren't welcome, you know, they just, I believe, now I want to get my wording correct here, but the gender fluidity education programs that are popular in various countries, he just instructed the education minister to take those away from the education program, if I read that communique correctly a couple of weeks ago. But essentially, he wants to return to family values and entrepreneurialism. And Salvadorans are really hardworking. They're not like Europeans, for example. You know Europe well. You've traveled the world. I've lived in Europe for 14, 15 years. You know, it's not an entrepreneurial situation in Europe. It's like in France, people are just wait for government handouts, really. The idea of working in France is anathema to having a good time. People in France just want to have a good time. They want to go on vacation. They don't want to work. People in the United States work to go on vacation, and people in France go, you know, a work is something that interrupts their vacation. And it's just the mentality is not entrepreneurial. And the United Kingdom is the same way. They're very state driven. In El Salvador, it's entrepreneurial, and everyone loves. You get at six o'clock in the morning, and everyone's out on the street getting a pupusa. You can get two pupusas and a hot chocolate for like.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just looked through the window. He's in his tank. He's driving down the main street in Austin, Texas, telling people to beware of the New World Order. So he's doing what he does best. We're here filling in for him on the InfoWars News Desk. Luke Rutkowski, before the break, you were asking me, oh, what's happening in El Salvador and how are things percolating here? And I want to refer to a story that you sent me, which was this. The Daily Mail is now trying to tell you that one day being in the sun can cause heart disease. Sunbathing for just one day increases your risk of heart disease and stop the body fighting infection study finds. Now, I know where you're going with this, and we're going to get into it, but I wanted to right now when you're talking about El Salvador, what's going on here and how we, how the contrast is very stark. So in El Salvador, we've got a new resident, Dr. Jack Cruz. And Dr. Jack Cruz is all about picking up on the decentralization of money theme with Bitcoin, and he's creating decentralized medicine, and he's working with the government closely to introduce laws, and I believe one has just been passed, that would decentralize medicine and turn El Salvador into a mecca for doctors who want to practice medicine in the way that it was intended under the Hippocratic Oath of first do no harm, and other principles of medicine, which are absent now in the U.S. and the U.K., as you see this forced kind of medicine as gavage. You know, gavage is the practice of force-feeding ducks on a foie gras farm before you harvest their livers. Okay, that's a bit of a highfalutin reference, but nevertheless, let me continue on. So Jack Cruz, I recommend everyone follow him on Twitter. His handle is Dr. Jack Cruz, K-R-U-S-E. And his response in all of this is that longevity in humans is linked to optimal solar exposure. So here's the complete opposite. Now, this guy is a brain surgeon. He's a certified brain surgeon. Once, you know, for 1 week every month, he flies to Florida, I believe is where the hospital he's associated with, and he's doing brain surgery. This is a very high level. It's accredited surgeon. He's saying longevity in humans linked to optimal solar exposure. The reason is simple. This protects the seven layers of energy generation inside the cell. The more sun human gets, the more diseases they can avoid. And the number one risk of most diseases is lack of solar exposure. So, Luke, you sent me a story from the Daily Mail in the UK. They're telling people to avoid the sun, and their economy is crashing, and they're sickly, obese, and ghastly in their behavior. Here in El Salvador, we've got Dr. Jack Cruz who's saying, no, the sun is good. Luke, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, those limeys don't know what's right and what's wrong, as, of course, this study comes actually from the University of Kentucky, as their scientists are pretty much probably paid off hacks by the Rockefeller and Bill Gates industries that took over the medical industrial complex. They're trying to tell you that just one day of being in the sun increases your risk of, quote, heart disease, and that it also affects your immune system and stops your immune system from fighting infections. It's almost as if they're trying to cover up something. It's almost as if they're trying to hide something that, of course, they were forcing and extorting on everyone just a few years ago. And that, of course, is the Trump scene. That, of course, is the COVID-19 vaccine that also, oddly, also has the same kind of coincidence factors associated with what the University of Kentucky deems too much sun exposure. So I don't think that's a coincidence myself. Vitamin D3 is essential for human health. It's essential for fighting infections and diseases. A lot of people are deficient in vitamin D. One of my friends, Dr. Simon Gudik, during COVID was bringing out the fact that, hey, there's a larger correlation between all the people dying from COVID with their vitamin D levels. A lot of them had significantly low numbers, and he was canceled because he was bringing up these important bits of information that could have saved lives. As, of course, people weren't allowed to go into parks, people weren't allowed to even walk on beaches, people weren't allowed to even be in the water, as, of course, it was deemed a safety threat, when in reality, being in nature is one of the most beautiful, one of the most amazing things that you could do, bringing your energetic frequency back in harmony, as, of course, health is extremely important. It's fair to say that people in the Western world aren't healthy. Life expectancy for the first time ever has gone down dramatically. I decided to take my life in my own hands, and I've been on a personal health journey for a while. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you want to share some of your tips, but one of the best things that I started doing for myself, and this might be right for you or not right for you, but as soon as I wake up, the first thing I do is I go, I ground, and I get sunlight. The first thing I do on as much of my body as I can, and I get incremental sun exposure that, of course, builds up my tolerance. As, of course, I am Polish. I'm not used to the sun, but I slowly built up my tolerance. Having my feet in the ground, being able to, of course, expose my eyes to the daylight out there has profoundly impacted me in very positive ways. My sleep increased. And again, you don't have to take anything or do anything. It's just simple. It's as simple as just simply waking up and exposing yourself to just a little bit of sun every single morning. As soon as you wake up, that's going to make a transformative difference in your own personal health and well-being, which I can't recommend enough people start taking seriously, because I don't know about you, Max, but it definitely feels like there's a full-on biological war against humanity that is trying to poison us, make us fat, sick, and dumb.
Yeah, Dr. Cruz recommends that everyone watch the sun rise. Watch the sun rise directly, not through a window. Watch the sun rise, and it resets your biological clock, essentially, and you're in tune with nature in a huge way. So you guys are on the same page there.
Yeah, as far as chemical reactions in your brain that actually help your hormonal system literally help you sleep. It literally preps you. People always ask me, hey, what do I do for better sleep? As soon as you wake up, go get sun. You will see a significant impact just by doing things that we used to do throughout our entire kind of human existence that no longer is available to us because we're stuck with blue light and we're stuck with office jobs and we're stuck sitting at tables and not touching grass, which I think is more important than ever.
Yeah, I mean, you and Dr. Cruz are talking, singing from the same choir book because he's anti-blue light. He'll get the blue-blocking sunglasses to keep the blue light out. Go for red, et cetera. And he just did an event here in El Salvador on the Santa Ana volcano, which is, I think, the tallest volcano here. It's quite beautiful. I was there at the event. I was able to talk for a few minutes. And so this is how the contrast couldn't be starker between what you just described about a University of Kentucky's report that was picked up by the Daily Mail, talking about basically avoid the sun, stay inside, look at your blue screen. And stay in the casino gulag, and versus what's happening in El Salvador. So as far as sharing health tips, you know, I will share with you a health tip of mine. During the whole COVID crisis, I became very aware of how this was impacting people's immune system. And so, you know, I just turned 64. So I'm thinking, you know, how can I help my health? How can I help my immune system? I understand that fasting is something that boosts your immune system. You go into a state of aphagy, which is ends up being quite constructive in terms of resetting your biological clock and boosting your immune system. So what I've been doing is I've been fasting for 85 hours a week. So from Monday night until Friday morning, I'm just on a water fast. And I do this every week, 7 out of 8 weeks, like I'm fasting right now. So I've been doing this now for about 6 months. And I feel a remarkable improvement in things. And it also has not only restored some health, but it has restored a kind of a sense of having some control over my body. Because during that COVID crisis, one of the ancillary impacts was that people started to feel like they are no longer in any way in control of their bodies, their lives, their society, that everything is completely dictated by these outside forces, by the globalists, if you could call them the shadow government, the Bilderberg group, you know, the unelected officials who decide in back rooms somewhere that they are going to roll out things, the programs for the populations that end up in almost every single instance to be a wealth transference scam that moves money from the pockets of the many into the pockets of the few. I have yet to see any of these programs rolled out by any of these special interest groups, by any of these NGOs, by any of these world governmental type organizations that has resulted in a net benefit to anybody but themselves. I mean, if you know of one, let me know. I have yet.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Breeds so many incredible things, and it's so obvious that these people are just directly attacking it all the frickin' time. Bill Gates literally is working on plans to try to block out the sun from the general public, as of course these people hate life. The sun gives us a lot of frickin' life, and a lot of people who live in sunny places are usually a lot happier, usually have better immune systems, usually are a lot more healthier, have a lot more fertility because they're outside in the sun and living their life and not depressed. So I want to bring back to the point of this kind of Daily Mail article that we were just talking about here, because these people absolutely frickin' hate life. It's very evident, it's very clear. And they're doing almost everything they can to try to destroy, to try to squash it. And I think this health and fertility aspect also matters in the financial realm, because if you can't afford healthy, good food, you're not going to be healthy. You're going to be poisoned. Our food supply currently is poisoned. It's still absolutely ridiculous that in America, you have to pay extra for poison-free food. The extra poison that they keep adding there, the pesticides, the glyphosate, all the other hormone blockers, all the other stuff that's in there because of all these kind of runoffs from big agriculture and from big pharma that are contaminating everything around us. You have to pay so much more just to get what our grandparents got usually. So I'm kind of wondering, Max, do they have things like a lot of pesticides or glyphosate or all these other kind of harsh Monsanto-like chemicals in El Salvador? Because I do keep preaching, and I tell my audience this all the time, hey, if there's a local farm, I have one here in Miami, by the way, that gives off raw milk, that gives off a lot of incredible products that I absolutely love and depend on. But if you have a local farm, go support it. Keep your money in the community. Stop giving it to Walmart. Stop giving it to all these huge corporations that did all these vax mandates, that harassed and persecuted all of their workers to do these horrible medical experiments that they were forced to do this. Local farms, don't deal with that stuff. Keep your money in your community. Support your local farmer more than ever.
Well, two things I would say about that. So if you go into a supermarket in El Salvador, you will see two very prominent displays on the floor, and that would be seed oils and soft drinks. And seed oils are definitely a problem here, and because they're cheap. And there hasn't been a wave of education on seed oils. And I was just talking to somebody recently about a substitute oil for seed oils that would be comparable in price. And I think that's an initiative that we're bringing to the president, and hopefully we'll get some action on that. Because seed oils, as everyone who studied this know, are incredibly destructive versus things like tallow and other solutions. And this other solution that I just mentioned that is comparable to seed oil in price. The other thing is, of course, sodas. Because for years, these big American corporations have used El Salvador as a dumping ground, et cetera. And so that's also, I think, got to be worked on. So if you seek out farm fresh food, there is plenty of that markets all around, you know, because a lot of it's an agricultural society. And it's agricultural economy. And certainly if you're in El Zante or some of the places that tourists like to go to, you can easily seek out fresh food, farm food. You can do all this. But overall, the general population, the working guys from day, you know, the population, they do their supermarket shopping. There's just way too much of that seed oil. So we're actually working on that to come up with a solution. We're trying to bring in some better quality beef into the country. The beef supply is okay, could be improved. And, but, you know, the bigger point, Luke, that I want to get to, and I think we have like 7 minutes left here or 6.5 minutes, is that, you know, I have this discussion all the time. You know, what you're describing is like a dystopian nightmare. What I often describe is similarly fallacious landscape of malinvestment and busted incentives. And, a lot of folks come back and they say, well, you know, it's just not logical. It's not logical that somebody would do something so destructive. It's not logical that, you know, Bill Gates would block out the sun and hurt people. It's just not logical. But the argument is not logic versus illogic. The problem is that these people are genuinely evil. And we're talking about good versus evil. And this is something that Alex Jones, you know, has been talking about for years. And I think most of the criticism toward Alex Jones is because he tends to frame things in this apocalyptic good versus evil paradigm. However, that's not actually wrong. We're actually fighting people who have seemed to have made a pact with evil. They do evil things. I mean, here in this country are evil. And so when we fight them, we are fighting evil. They're not technologically interesting. They're not going to add any value in any way. They're just put forward by evil people. And that is a fight, I'm telling you. That's a fight that we fight every single day here. We've been successful for 2 years, and we've kept Bitcoin country pure with Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin maximalism. And so the president can go to CPAC and say things like he did about how the American economy is failing in the country. He would be laughed off stage because everyone would say, oh, yeah, what about Ether? What about XRP? What about Cardano? Those are all shit coins. And he's worried. But because it's Bitcoin only, Luke, we get to ride the wave of perfect money, Luke.
Absolutely. No, I think it's important before we close out here to talk a little bit about the solutions, because we could talk about, you know, Bill Gates literally trying to block out the sun, him working in mRNA technologies, him buying off all the scientists, him also working on microchips that will sterilize people and, of course, control their fertility at the click of a button on your cell phone. We could talk about all that stuff, but if we're not talking about the solutions, I think that's one of the key aspects here. We got into a little bit. One, take care of your health. There's a war on for your health. Two, support your local farmer. Three, try to build communities, because I do believe we're going to be facing some very serious economic troubles. Max, you've been ringing the alarm bell for a very long time saying these numbers don't add up. This doesn't make sense here. You've been forewarning people that, hey, the game is rigged here against you. Make sure to make some good moves out of this Ponzi scheme. And the people who listened to you are very happy that they did. You helped a lot of different individuals, and I just want to thank you for that. And I just want to tell people, build communities. I'm working and doing that personally myself here in Southern Florida. We're doing actually a nature hike for members of LukeUncensored.com in just a few weeks from now here in Southern Florida. You want to be a part of that, check out LukeUncensored.com. But you don't wait for me to do it. Do it in your community. Get out there. Touch grass. Talk to people, because I think one of the most valuable currencies that you're going to have, not just Bitcoin, but it's more importantly going to be the relationships you have in your community, with your neighbors, in your cities, with your families, because that right there creates a bond. That right there makes you a lot stronger and a lot less easily conquerable. These people want to conquer you. They want to make you fat. They want to make you sick. They want to make you dead. And as you mentioned, Max, we're dealing with absolute freaking evil. And the only way to take down evil is with good intentions. It's with love. It's with care. It's with consideration and with positive forces. We could do anything we want in this world, and I just want to thank you for warning the so many people out there for so long and helping them get out of financial ruin from the larger Ponzi scheme that, of course, preys on their ignorance.
All right, well, it's Max and Stacy, and together, you know, we create this example of love, and that love ultimately is the only thing you have at the end of the day. Nothing else really matters. And so I think that's what people respond to. And without Max and Stacy, there would be nothing for us. And, you know, let me ask you this. You know, when I met you originally, and I've known you for almost 20 years now.
Yep. You know, I met you when we were in Watford, England with Alex Jones with the laptop.
Yeah. And I met you at approximately the same time, you know, I met Tim Pool. Now, what's wrong with Tim Pool? Because he keeps saying he's going to come down here and do his podcast, but he never comes down here. He just cries. He's crying. You know, he's on his beanie. He's like Tim Pool. He's like, I should be in El Salvador. I should be buying Bitcoin. You know, what's wrong? You know him. You're the same generation. I'm a boomer. I don't know Tim Pool. I just mind set. I don't know it. What's wrong with Tim Pool?
A lot. There's a lot. He takes the beanie and he wipes off his tears and he's like, okay, I'll deal with this horrible state that I'm in. I'm like, what are you doing? And I've been screaming at him. I'm like, dude, let's go. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to El Salvador. Let's move out of these horrible jurisdictions that don't respect you as an individual. Trust me, Max, I've been there. I've been screaming at him. We have major discussions. We scream at each other many times. We're always friends. It's never too serious between us, because we've been friends for a very long time.
Independent journalists, you know, you've gone to Caracas. You've gone to
Somalia. I've been everywhere around the world. But I'm going to come down. I'm personally making this promise. I will come down to El Salvador. We're going to be doing some shows. We're going to be doing some podcasts down there, because I want to visit there. I want to see what it's all about. We'll do a little short documentary. It's going to be really fun. So,
thank you for
being there.
I'm coming too.
You're
invited, Max. Let's go.
All righty. Excellent. Alex Jones, back to you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads,
neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.